call this morning, as we always do, with the head coach of the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. As I touched on in the open, a third straight win for the Black Bears, a 20-16 victory over UAlbany for a big crowd at home. Give me your breakdown of the game.
Yeah, it was a a back and forth game. Neither team kind of really took control. Probably when we had opportunities to, and I'm sure they're saying the same thing. They had some opportunities as well. So I wouldn't say the cleanest of games from either team, but probably a CAA football game that was a back and forth and just grinded it out. And I'm proud of our guys. We found a way to win. That's what we need to do in these games. And I'm sure both coaches want to play better, but at the end of the day, we won, and it gives us some more momentum moving forward into a tough road test here. A long bus trip for us, so we'll have to be ready to go on Saturday.
I know we talked earlier in the season in some of these calls with some of your frustrations about being able to close out some of these close games, and you certainly were able to do that on Saturday and have started to do that. What's been the difference?
I think I mentioned last week, I thought we learned some valuable lessons probably from earlier in the year. We're a team that's trying to win and trying to turn things around from a year ago. So just those lessons we learned at UConn, losing late, James Madison, we were in it in the fourth and we lost. And we're trying to become, those teams. So we just got to keep putting ourselves in those positions. But I think our guys are starting to play more in the moment in the fourth quarter. I think they expect to be there. And it's just helping us execution-wise and just playing with a confidence when it comes late in the game. So we were able to finish some things on defense this past weekend, and that's the reason we came out on top.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we've got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Vanguard Daily News.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good, Larry. How are you?
Yeah, good. Ernest Edwards, as early as a month ago, you mentioned that he would figure prominently as the season went along, and being a true freshman. Tell me about thoughts on the way he played on Saturday and how he's progressed to the point now where you're trying to get him the ball more often.
Yeah, Ernest is a very talented young man. I mean, we knew that from the recruiting trail and having the opportunity to recruit him and ultimately getting him. He's just a guy that is very dynamic with the ball in his hands. He's a guy that we need to get the ball to. We'll continue to do that. He's a great kid, comes from a great program. Obviously, we're very excited to have him as part of our team. And, we'll continue to find ways to get him the ball. And at the same time, he's got to produce and really just continue to learn how to play at this level. Got to take care of the ball. He knows that too. He fumbled a couple times, and but he was the first one to say that he needs to do better at that. So we're just really excited to have him as part of our program. He's dynamic, and we're excited to have the opportunity to get him the ball some more.
Thank you.
No problem.
Your next question is from the line of Mike Lowe for the Portland Press Herald.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good, good. Nice fall day here, huh?
Yeah, it's a nice one again.
I want to ask you about the offense. You touched a little bit on it. You ran the ball, I think it was 44 times Saturday, and Dan threw for, three touchdowns and 200-plus yards. Is this what you envisioned at the start of the year, Joe, the offense having this type of, flow to the game?
Yeah, I think so. I think, it's a work in progress. I mean, it's a new system that we're constantly learning under, with the guys that are being a part of it. But we're starting to play with the confidence, which is really good. And obviously, I think every coach, once you watch game tape, you always think you can do better, and we believe that. We just got to clean up some of the execution stuff, especially late in the game, and just finishing a game, just a little bit earlier than we probably did this weekend with having to run the ball. And some third and shorts that were really kind of disappointing. That side of the ball is coming along very nicely. We're excited about where we're headed. And I thought, the coaching staff did a great job of staying committed to the run. I ultimately think that's what helped us win that game. I know we made big plays in the pass game, and we're very talented at wide receiver. But our ability to run the football and set up those one-on-one situations for our wideouts will be the key moving forward. So, like I said, we're excited about where we're headed. We got a long way to go. But we'll take one week at a time, and we'll just keep trying to get better.
When you look at the running backs, Joe, I mean, you lost Beckford for the year, but you still have three pretty good guys. And Saturday it was Darian Davis-Wright who took over late in the game. A couple of games ago, it was Josh Mack. How do you determine during the week who's going to start, and how do you determine how the flow goes during the game?
You know, it's hard. There's no doubt about it. It is a challenge for our staff to really kind of try and get one of those running backs in a groove. But like I said, I've been saying it all year, and I'll continue to say it. It's a good problem to have. And, you know, we knew that one guy would probably end up getting hurt or something would happen, and unfortunately that was Nigel Beckford against Delaware. So now we got the three guys going. And, you know, we went with D-Ray at the end of the game because he was hitting the hole the best. He was downhill. He's a very smart football player. You know, he had the run that he was heading toward out of bounds, and he was smart enough to go down. He's got a high football IQ, and he just has the ability to hit the hole very well. So we'll continue to evaluate and just see what kind of, you know, personnel groups and play calls fit each guy. But we're very excited about that group, and the way they practice and the way they get after it during the week is the reason why I think you're seeing different guys on Saturday produce very well, because of the way they are committed to doing that during the week.
Thanks, Joe.
No problem.
Joe, just kind of building a little bit on Mike's question, as he touched on Dan Collins, 280 yards and three touchdowns, all those touchdowns that he had over 40 yards. But just kind of following up on that question, do you feel like it's the running game that is going to be the key to setting up the passing game for you as the year goes along and opening up some of those big plays?
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, I think any time you can run the ball effectively, I mean, I think you put a defense in a situation where if we're running the ball well, they got to do something maybe to get an extra guy in the box or maybe pressure you, and that'll lead to some one-on-ones hopefully on the outside for our guys. So I think everything starts with the run game. I think everything on defense starts with stopping the run. So we're going to continue to find ways to effectively run the ball. I think our O-line had a really nice game for the most part on Saturday. I thought – We were able to establish that early on. And now it's just a challenge for us to, as teams start to game plan us, we got to find different ways to really run the ball effectively so that we can create those one-on-ones on the outside for our guys.
Got a follow-up question. Q, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your follow-up question is from the line of Mike Lowe with the Portland Press Herald.
Joe, I just want to check, make sure everyone came through healthy, no injuries Saturday that you had to catch up on over the weekend.
No, we were actually pretty good. We have a bunch of usually the Monday deal and Tuesday morning with the trainers and doctors, 48 hours after. So we'll see, but nothing that we didn't have any Nigel Beckfords or anything like that this game. So we should be. That's a challenge just late in the year. You know, I tell the guys, everyone's in the same situation. Every team in the CAA is getting beat up. We got to separate ourselves and do a great job in the training room and taking care of our bodies and our nutrition. So, we just got to find out a couple things the next couple days, but we should be okay.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Yep.
Joe, switching over to the other side of the ball, pretty strong effort from your defense, at least in regards to limiting UAlbany's rushing game. And Elijah Abitoke and Hanks, talk about how those guys played, and was that sort of the focus, was trying to take him away?
Yeah, like I said, we're familiar with EB through recruiting, and we know how talented he is. He's a very good back. He had our attention, early on last week, in terms of our film study. We were able to take that away early. I thought we tackled better for the most part, which is really the key. I think we've been playing good defense. It's just our tackling we haven't finished, and against the good backs are on every team in this league. I mean, you have to tackle. And we were struggling with that a little bit these past couple weeks. So, they still got us a little bit on some quarterback run, some draws that they hit us on for some big games that we have to clean up. But overall, I thought the defense, especially toward the end of the game, really showed up. And we're confident on that side of the ball. It was nice to see us just almost put, a complete game together. But I ultimately think we tackled pretty well for the most part, which we were pleased with.
It had to help having Christoph Shimanga back in the lineup, 13 tackles and another double-digit effort for him. How much does he mean to be in that middle of that defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, not only to get him back and for him flying around and making plays, I just think it's also a confidence that the other guys get when he's in there. I think he gets us lined up, and he just gives everyone else a sense of confidence that he's in the middle. I think guys play better, obviously, when he's around them. So I think that might be, you know, obviously a big confidence booster for the other guys around them. But, you know, Chris is a great player. He's making more plays, I feel like, sideline to sideline. He did a lot of work in the offseason to get his body in shape. He's thinner, he's slimmer, so he's able to run, you know, sideline to sideline now, which is huge. You know, he actually plays some third down for us, which is nice. So it's just overall to have a player like that be able to come out and play well. That's what you need to win CAA football games.
As you touched on, you guys head out on the road to Rhode Island, a Rhode Island team that gave Stony Brook all they could handle on Saturday. As you take a look at Rhode Island, what stands out about them? What are going to be some of the keys for your team?
Yeah, I mean, I already talked about it yesterday to the team right away. I mean, we are always going to play a close game with Rhode Island. Every year I've been here, I think besides one, and that was all the way back in, I think, 11 or 12. I mean, we recruit the same kids. I have great respect for Coach Fleming and his staff and how hard those kids play. You know, we will do our job. They will have our attention. They already do. They've been in a lot of close games. I think Cooper's a good running back that we are going to be challenged by for sure. I mean, he can make you miss in the open field. We've had some, you know, run-ins with some good backs, and he's another one. So we have to tackle well. And I also, you know, on the outside, they have some speed at wideout. I think their wideouts block the best out of some of any of the wide receivers in the CAA. You know, they'll have our respect. And, you know, just overall, it's a tough place to play. It's a long bus trip for us. So we got to be ready to go. We got to have a great week of practice. But, you know, we have a lot of respect for that program. And, you know, we'll be ready to go, hopefully.
All right, Joe. Thanks, as always, for your time today. And look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.